It's a set and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. And as we all know, it's the start of Sefer Devarim, Parshas Chazon, right before Tisha B'Av. This year, Tisha B'Av is a Nidche. It's pushed off to Sunday, and God willing, we're going to daven so much that we're not going to have a Tisha B'Av, but we're going to talk about ideas and try to interrelate it with Sefer Devar. The Torah tells us in the beginning, Parak Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Ela Dvarim Asher Diber Moshe El Kol Yisrael Be'Ivar HaYarden. These are the words that Moshe spoke to all of Yisrael, and as we know that this is a six-week speech, preparing Klal Yisrael, going into Eretz Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu goes through the whole history, and the Vilna Gaon says something amazing. The Vilna Gaon says that every word, you want a Musar Sefer, you want to understand, you want to change yourself, every word is Sefer Devarim. As we all know, it's called Mishneh Torah. It's Moshe Rabbeinu going through the history. Rashi says right in the beginning, L'fi Shehein Divrei Tokochos, Umana Kon Kol Mekomos. Moshe Rabbeinu is going and mentioning all the different places, all the places, Shechisu L'fnei HaMokum, that they got Hashem very angry. L'fichach Sosam Et Dvarim, says Rashi. Therefore, he put the words very vague. It was very unclear. V'izkiru Beremez M'fnei Kvodan Shel Yisrael. He had the covet of Klal Yisrael. He didn't want to show them. He didn't want to show all their mistakes. So he did it in a very, very vague lashon, says Rashi. And oh, he's going through all the different places that they went, Bechatzeros, the Dizahav, the gold, how they messed up on Chet HaEgel, and it's very fascinating. The Ramban is Hakdama to Sefer Devarim, as we know it's called Mishneh Torah, that he's coming and repeating it. It's actually Machlokas in Gemara, Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Hey. What is called Sefer HaYashar? Is it referring to Bereishis, when it's talking about the Avos, being in the straight path? Or one opinion in the Gemara is that it's talking about Sefer Devarim, the idea of Sefer HaYashar being straight with God, which maybe we'll talk about. And we know that the Ramban says something amazing. He says, do you know when Moshe Rabbeinu got this Nevuah? Moshe Rabbeinu got this Nevuah in year number one. That he was going, again, they messed up and they had all the different Averas, and they were going through the Midbar and the Chet HaMaragim, which we're still suffering today. But Moshe Rabbeinu knew about it. He knew about everything. And that was in year one. Comes the great Radvaz, who wrote thousands and thousands of tshuvas, Rav David ben Zimri, who was one of the great Rishonim, and he says, Ramban, you're wrong. It wasn't in year one, because if it's in year one, we have an idea that you gotta give over the Nevuah right away. It's called Kovish Nevuasa. If you're given a Nevuah, you need to go and give it over. So says Radvaz, Ramban, you're wrong. And we're in the 40th year. Moshe Rabbeinu is preparing them before they get into Eretz Yisrael. Now, there's a fascinating Kli Yakar. We've spoken a lot about the Kli Yakar. The Kli Yakar was Zoche to be in the Mikros Gedolos. His name was Refaim Lenchen. He was a chief rabbi of Prague, right in the time period of the Maharal mi Prague. And he lived in 1550 to 1619. And he writes essays and beautiful, going through all Chazals. And he says something amazing. He says that we know that we're suffering for the loss of the first and second Beis HaMikdash. And we know the Gemara tells us in Yuma and Daftes that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of the three cardinal sins. And we know the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed is because of sinas chinam. It was baseless hatred. So comes along the Kli Yakar, and he's going through all the Jewish history of where they messed up and all the different things, and he says that even in the first Beis HaMikdash, there was fighting in the Nesiim, in the princes of Klal Yisrael. They were fighting. And the obvious question that everyone's asking is, really? The princes, we know that Ben Adam Lemakom was affected in the first Beis HaMikdash. The three cardinal, Gili Arayos, immoral acts, Shvichus Damim, that they were killing people, and we know Avodah Zarah. So that's against God. So why is the Kli Yakar mentioning that even in the first Beis HaMikdash, even in the first Beis HaMikdash, there was some type of sin eschino? Question one. It's very interesting. The Gemara tells us in Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph, the Gemara says that we know that the way Ezra came along, and when Ezra came to Eretz Yisrael, he came and He brought everyone back to Eretz Yisrael. Most people didn't come back. But Ezra also was misakin. He had a lot of different takanas. And he was misakin that you're going to read the whole Torah in 1 year. They didn't always read the Torah in 1 year. And he set up different parshas. We know right before Shavuos is Bamidbar. And right before Tisha B'Av is Devarim, Chazon. Chazon Yishayahu. So, but when you look at the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam says something amazing. When he's talking about the history and the different parshas setting up, and he says, Parshas Ve'eschoron after Tisha B'Av. What? What do you mean? It's not Parshas, it's Parshas Dvarim before Tisha B'Av. Question 3. Two Gemaras that are very, very, very troubling. Gemara number 1. The Gemara is found in Mechoros, and the Gemara said a very fascinating discussion. Rabbi Shu ben Chananya was asked the following question. If you have an egg, is it coming from a black chicken, or is it coming from a white chicken? And he responds back, what kind of question is that? I have a question for you. If you have a goat, is it coming from a white goat, or is it coming from a black goat? Ask the Marsha, what's this discussion? Where an egg came from, where a goat came from? That's one interesting Gemara. The next Gemara, found in Baba Kama, Daf Nun Tesam and Beis, very fascinating discussion. Rabbi Elazar ben Zeiri, who was one of the great Tanoim, was sitting on the floor and was Misavel Yerushalayim. And the great Chachamim came to him and they said, Rabbi Elazar ben Zeiri, you're tearing Avelus? Really? You're such a great guy that you're tearing Avelus for? You're the Gadol Hador? And they said, it's Yehura, you're trying to show off. And he turned back to them and he said, okay, listen, ask me a question. They said, yeah, ask me a question. How about you ask us a question, right? Reminds me a little of my Bechina. I told my guys in NC's like Kol today, you know, I had a Bechina with Rav Schachter, and I knew him a little from NC's like Kol now, and I started, you know, I got nervous with Bechina, and I started asking him questions, and I'm like, by the way, you know, Rosh Hashiva, you know, I have a Bechina. He's like, okay, enough of you asking me questions, I'll ask you. Okay, same thing over here. Rav Elizabeth is here, and he's like, you know what? You ask us a question. And he asked them the following. He said, imagine you have a tree, and you cut down the tree. How much do you have to pay? Sort of like you cut down what you cut. He says, what do you mean? It's a date palm tree. It's blossoming. It's blooming. I love that. Right? So what do you mean? Shouldn't you have to pay for the date that's eventually going to happen? And they're like, yeah, fine. Pay for the date. Fine. So then he said, now, you know what? I think the halacha is that they should pay 60 times that date. And the rabbanim are like, what? What? 60 times that date? That's crazy. I understand the date's not there and it's ripening and it's getting bigger, but 60 times? So they said, you know what, we're going to go ask the great Gedolei Hador and ask if they paskin. And they went to the great Gedolei Hador and they said, you pay 60 times the amount. Why? So again, let's just get these questions. Question 1. Again, we're introduced to a new Sefer Devarim. We're interconnecting with a Tisha B'Av. Again, we don't want a Tisha B'Av, but we're going to interconnect it. The Kli Yakar. How come the Kli Yakar says, again, if you got it on your fingertips, boom, 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 the Kli Yakar says that even in the first base of Migdash, there was Nisim that fought against each other. Question two, the Rambam, when he's talking about the different parshas that the Gemara Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph talks about, it says parshas ve'eschanan after Tisha B'Av. What do you mean? Dvarim is before Tisha B'Av. Question 3a and 3b, they're not really so connected, but they are a little connected. Everything's connected. Is what was the discussion of Yeshua ben Chananya about the eggs, the black egg, and the milk, and the whole thing? And lastly, the Gemara in Baba Kama, Rabbi Elazar ben Zeiri, that he said when you cut down a tree, you have to pay 60 times that amount. So what's the Yisoid? What's the foundation? Again, we're getting close to a Tisha B'Av. And every year, we sit on the floor, and it's hard. It's hard. You know, I was telling my guys, you know, in camp, they bring their sleeping bags, and they bring their couch. You know, again, you have to sit on the floor, but they bring their pillows and the whole thing. But it's very hard, just even in a physical sense. You're so tired, you're drained, it's hot outside, it's hot in Israel, hot in America, it's hot all over, and you can't drink. And it's a lot of kinos, and we don't really understand the kinos, and we're rushing through them, and it's difficult. And it's hard. It's hard to really feel that the Beis HaMikdash, right, that we lost it. And I'll tell you a great story. I told this story before, but it has to always be repeated. I heard it from Rav Aryeh Leibowitz, right? I think the most year in Hawaii Torah, he was actually with us in the Tzitzoy Kol the past couple of weeks. I was supposed to have his son in the Shiur. And he says a Gevaldik story. I said this story before, it's a very powerful story. If you heard it, it's good Chazara. There was a couple, Meir and Chavi. And Meir and Chavi, Mazel Tov, they got married. They're so excited to build a Bayis Neman. And 1 year goes by. They want to start a beautiful family. They didn't have children. A couple years go by, and they're struggling. They're getting brachas, and nothing's doing. No Chas V'Shalom, no one should ever feel the tsar and the pain. Just, again, the Gemara says, if you don't have children, you know, very difficult. It's like your mother, she's not living, Kilu. And things were so, so hard. 12th year, finally, B'Shatoyvo, Chavi's pregnant. And they're so excited, they've been waiting 12 years. Can you imagine 12 years waiting for a child? And they're so excited, and they're getting ready for this child. And everything's going okay, and then they hit the 9th month. And all of a sudden something happens. And Chavi, they rush her to the hospital. And there's a complication. And they don't know what's going on. And the doctors even tell Meir he can't go into the room. And they tell Chavi, listen, it's between your life, you, or the baby. And again, you know, we have not getting political over here. But again, this is not a halachic story at all. And biologically, the baby is not really, I mean, it's alive, but it's a rodef, and they're, okay, whatever, halachic, ask your modern Orthodox rabbi, we're not getting halachic, it's a story, don't ask questions on the story. But, so, she has to make a choice, me or the baby, and Meir comes in and says, no, Chavi, we're such a beautiful marriage, I know we wanted to build our house and have a child, but no, it's okay, we have such a beautiful marriage. And Chavi says to Meir and says, no, we've been waiting so long and I need to have someone continue our legacy and we need to have this child even if it's the expense of my life. And Meir didn't know what to do and again, a halachic story, but it turns out that Chavi was Nifteres and they had the baby and his name was Binyamin. It's a sad story, right? Binyamin, but Binyamin was being helped by raised by the grandparents who were there to help and support. Meir, a single parent, can't even imagine the pain that you lose your wife on the happiest day when you have a child. Chas v'shalom, no one should ever. Chas v'shalom. But again, such a simcha because he had a baby and he's raising Binyamin and he's trying his best. And little by little, he's teaching him Torah and he's doing well, but it's still so difficult. He doesn't have a mother. And then it was his bar mitzvah, and everyone, the whole town is waiting for this. This is such an emotional event. You have a boy that lost his mother at his bar mitzvah, a year site on his bar mitzvah, and the whole town came to offer support. And they're waiting for Binyamin. And they're waiting for him to say Kaddish, his first Kaddish. And Binyamin gets up and he says, Yiskadal, Yiskadash, Mei Rabbah. Right? He maybe didn't say it like that, but there was no emotion and there was no feeling. And everyone, obviously they answer, but they didn't get it. And finally afterwards, you know, everyone's thinking the same thing, but you don't say, you know, you think it though. After his father came over to him and said, no, I don't get it. This is such an emotional, your mother was Moser Nefesh, literally for you. And when you said Kaddish, it was like with no feeling. Binyamin turned to his father and said, I didn't know, Mom. I know I heard you was a great person. And I heard such amazing, amazing things. But I didn't know her. Comes along the Halakha of Dubna Magid. And the Dubna Magid says that this story is Klal Yisroel. This story is Klal Yisroel. Meir is represented by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's married to Chavi, and Chavi represents the idea of the Beis HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash was around, there was Shechina. We had the Karbonos. We had the Yirei Shamayim. We had clarity. Torah was on the highest level. There was such perfection. I think last year, I went to the Kaisel with my son, right, Chaim, and he said, Tati, I'm so excited to come to the Kaisel because we're going to be We're going to be serving the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to be dukkanim here. We're going to be offering karbanos. I didn't want to tell him about my little fear of blood. I didn't want to tell him that. But yeah, I'm like, wow, yes. We have to daven for it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu put his shechina in the Beis HaMikdash. But then he realized that Klal Yisrael, there was a lot of eras going on in Klal Yisrael. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to pick. He had to choose which one. My child or my Beis HaMikdash. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to pick his children. He picked Binyamin. But guess what? It's so hard for Binyamin. It's so hard for us. Because we never had a Beis HaMikdash. We learned about the Beis HaMikdash. We could see pictures of the Beis HaMikdash. But we never really were there. You know, I heard a great thing from Charlie Harari recently. And he said that there was a boy. It was about that boy. There was a boy. And he was crying. And the guy ran over. Oh my gosh, he was in the bushes. He said, "Are you okay?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "Why are you crying?" He's like, "I'm crying because I'm playing hide and seek." And he said, "What do you mean? Hide and seek isn't the point of the game. The hide and seek is you hide, and they should find you, but if they don't find you, you win." So he said, "You're right. I'm hiding, but they stopped seeking me. They stopped seeking me. You're right, I won, but they stopped seeking me." This is the problem, because it's so hard. But we need to keep on seeking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's there with us. He loves us. He cares about us, which we talk about all the time, and we need to bring it into our lives. It's hard. We live in a very quick, fast world. But we need to take a step back and realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He's with us. But we're missing the Makom HaShechina. We're missing the Beis HaMikdash. Comes along the Kli Yakar. And the Kli Yakar says something amazing. He says, "I don't get it. Was the first Beis HaMikdash destroyed because of Sinas Chinam? Or because of the three cardinal sins against Hashem, Ben Adam L'Makom?" So comes along the great Maharal, and the Maharal gives a pshat in the Kli Yakar. And he says, "You know what the pshat is? The explanation is that, you know what? If Klal Yisrael messed up, and they messed up with the cardinal sins, so therefore, that's bad. It's going against God. But maybe they could have said back, 'But listen, our Ben Adam L'Chaveir was good. So very nice, we messed up and we rebelled against God. But still, man and man, we were there.' As we know, the Yerushalmi and Peah says that Achav's army weren't destroyed. And there was times that David's army was. Why? Because David's army spoke Lashon Hara, says Yerushalmi, but Achav didn't. Even a Russia like Achav, still, his army was okay because they didn't speak Lashon Hara against each other. So why is that? So comes along the Maharal and he says, no, even in the first Beis HaMikdash, they had Sinas Chinam. Not just the second, even in the first. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, I want to bring you back the Shechina. I want to bring you back the Beis HaMikdash. However, you need to step it up. You need to realize that we're all one. Right in this week's Parsha in Devarim, Parak Aleph, Pasuk Yud, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hashem Elokeichem Harbe Eschem Yinechem Ayom Kech Kochvei HaShemayim LaRov, that refer to stars. When it's in Bereishis, when Avram Avinu, he's told in Chaf Beis Yizayin, we're like the sand, we're like the chol. A star, we're all stars, but at the same time, a little particle of sand, one little particle is nothing. You get all those little particles and put it together. And Klal Yisrael, we need to be united. We need to be there. And Hashem says, I love you so much. I care about you. But as long as you don't, if you don't step up your game, and you don't bring Shechina in, and you don't realize that I'm in your life, and you don't treat every other Jew with this achdus, I can't bring back my home. I can't bring it back. So, you know what we're mourning on Tisha B'Av? We're mourning on Tisha B'Av that we're missing this relationship. We're mourning that we could have Shechina, but we don't have it. We're so upset. You know what else we're mourning? That we can't even feel it. It's like so foreign to us because we never had it. But we want it. And we want that relationship. We want that clarity with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what's going on with all these Gemaras? You know, the Rambam, when he's talking about the Seder of all the Parshas, he speaks about Veschanan. Why? Because the Rambam is looking to the future. You know, Klal Yisrael, learn from our mistakes. We have the past, and we have the present, but we look to the future. Like I've spoken about before, right? We have the Hadassim, the three eyes. We have the past. We learn from our mistakes. We have the present and the future. Because Klal Yisrael is a future-oriented nation. We realize we make mistakes, and we realize that we do things wrong, but we look to the future. Do you know what Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was saying? You know what that conversation says in Marshan Bechoros? Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was saying something amazing. You have, if you look at the gestation period of an egg, it's 21 days. And we have two 21 days. Let's look at this little matzah matzah. We have 21 days of the 3 weeks. Right? We're getting close to a Tisha B'Av. That's 21 days. We also have a 21 days of Rosh Hashanah to Hoshana Rabbah, the final judgment day. So now, which one is it? Is it judgment, Simcha, Rosh Hashanah, getting close to Hashem, or is it tragedy? So you know what he turns to him and he says, what about the goats? You have a black goat and a white goat. We know the goats represent, as the Torah tells us, Sir LaHashem, Sir LaZazel. That even though you have a Sir Yom Kippur, the Musaf Davening, you take the Sir LaZazel and you throw it off for a kapara. Why? So it says in Marsha, because we have two 21 days, but they're really the same, even though we don't fully understand it. And Korach Mana L'Tav of it. But we take those 21 days and we flip it to Kedusha. And even though it's hard, we have to realize that there's Kedusha, and we have to learn from our mistakes. We have to realize that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. Do you know what Rabbi Elazar ben Zeiri was saying to the great Chachamim? When I have a tree, and my tree gets destroyed, how do I look at that tree? Do I look at that tree that it's the dates are coming off? Or do I look future? Do I look future 60 times? Because we don't live in the present, we live to the future. And that's what Klal Yisrael represents. And that's what we're always going to represent. But we need to get Shechina back. You know, when we sit on the floor, and it's hard for us, it's hard a lot of different things, it's hard emotionally for us. Again, we try to inspire ourselves, we listen to Shiurim, and we listen to videos, and there's amazing things on. But we have to realize what we're missing. And it's hard, because we never had it before. But we have to realize what we're missing. We're missing that connection, the clarity. You know, sometimes we're like not sure. Like, I don't know, I'm down, it's not going well for me, really. But the Beis HaMikdash represents full clarity of Hashem. And you go to the Kaisel, that was a wall. The Beis HaMikdash, where they offered karbanos, where they built that real Goen, the Kohen Gadol went into Kodesh Kadashim. And I told my guys, take three Kohen Kinos, four Kinos, go, take an art school machzor, take whatever it is, and the art school Kinos, and just read it, and try to get full clarity in it. Four, again, we're in so much, we're reading so much, it's so fast, we don't really know what's going on, but take four and own them, try to understand them, try to understand Yirmiyahu, crazy, go through the Parakim Yirmiyahu. But again, we're future-oriented. We look to the future. And we don't give up. We're the Jewish nation. It doesn't make sense that we're still around. We know that famous story with Napoleon. The famous story with Napoleon is he's coming and he sees the Jews sitting on the floor and they're in Avelis and he says, what happened? And they said, what do you mean? Our temple was destroyed. And he said, when? Like a year ago? And they say, no, 2000 years. What? Really? Really? You're still on the floor? And he said, if there's a nation like this, this nation will never be destroyed. And guess what? We're not destroyed. And there's so much anti-Semitism. There's so many... They want to destroy us. But we won't let them. But we need more than that. Not just that they won't destroy us. We need to reveal to the world that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the God of the whole world. And we need the Mashiach. And we need the Beis HaMikdash. All of us, we have to daven together, daven for someone else. The Gemara Bracha says that you should daven for someone else. So many people need tefillah, so many people need yeshuas. Sometimes you don't even know what people need, but just daven for each other. You see an ambulance pass by. Again, you could assume maybe it's a baby, a woman going to the hospital, but again, maybe it's someone sick, say a parak of Tehillim. Amazing, small little things. We have the ability to make this year a Tisha B'Av, but as we all know, Tisha B'Av falls out the same day as Pesach, because we can bring into a Geula. Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av. Let us realize that we can do it. Let us realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and we want that relationship. Be'ezus Hashem, start a Sefer Devarim, Parshas Devarim, and Be'ezus Hashem, we will bring Mashiach, and we will look to the future. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos, and everyone should have a very, very, very meaningful Tisha B'Av.